The hour of recess having expired, the Senate is now back in session. Senator from St. Francis.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We will do that. Yes, we do. The messages, Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 46, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you take us to the formal calendar, third, the Senate bills for perfection, Senate Bill 829.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 829 with committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from Senator from Boone. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have the bills for the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 829 be adopted.
Okay, Senator, if you would move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senate committee substitute of Senate Bill 829.
There you go.
Sorry.
Thank you. Do you care to explain the substitute?
I do. This is a bill currently existing in statute. There are several counties that have the ability to enact ordinances on nuisances relating to certain things. What this bill does, what the initial bill did was it added language. Where's my bill? There it is. Added language, which in addition to the laundry list of existing things, added the ability for those counties to enact ordinances for nuisance tires, stormwater runoff conditions resulting in damage to buildings or infrastructure. The Senate committee substitute, in addition to those already existing counties, adds the counties of Andrew, Buchanan, and Livingston. It also, there's a provision in here that allows, that initially an existing law allowed some third-class cities to enact ordinances for noxious weeds, and this creates, this would allow any third-class city to create an ordinance to deal with noxious weeds. That's what it does.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion to the senator from Boone for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized, closing your substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
Senator from Boone has moved the adoption of the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 829. All those in favor of the adoption of the substitute, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 829 with Senate committee substitute be declared perfected and ordered printed.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator Boone has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 829 be ordered, perfected, and printed. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is ordered, perfected, and printed. Senate Bill, next on the calendar, Senate Bill 849, the Senator from Kent.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Bill 849 be taken up for perfection.
Report for the body. You've heard the motion from the Senator from Dent. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's for the body. Senator from Boone, or excuse me, Senator from Dent.
Thank you, Mr. President. 849 simply clarifies language that has currently been in statute allowing for emergency service boards to be considered a public be considered a public subdivision of their own. And Mr. President, with that, I'd answer any questions. Move for the adoption.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion from the Senator from Dent? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I close.
Senator from Dent has moved that Senate Bill 849 be ordered, perfected, and printed. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is ordered, perfected, and printed. Senator from the ninth, Senate Bill 1002.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Bill 1002 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the ninth. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the ninth.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 1002 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Mr. President, this act would ask voters in Jackson, Clay, Cass, and Platte counties to approve a targeted sales tax that would raise money for operations, maintenance, and new exhibits, and establish the Kansas City Zoo District. A special commission would oversee the use of the funds. If there are no questions.
Okay, we'll find out. Does any senator desire to be heard on a motion of the senator from the ninth? Oh, Senator from Clay, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the ninth.
Senator from the ninth, you yield?
I yield.
She does. Proceed.
Senator, remind me again how the commission first gets appointed and then how they get appointed thereafter or elected thereafter.
As I understand it, that the commission, each of those counties would establish would be members of the commission.
Okay.
And they would have input with respect to when they will be reappointed.
Okay, thanks.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on a motion from the senator from ninth? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from ninth has renewed her motion that Senate Bill 1002 be ordered perfected and printed. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is ordered, perfected, and printed. Senate Bill 945, Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 945 be brought up for perfection.
You've heard the motion, Senator, from the 24th. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 945 be declared perfected and ordered printed. This was a consent bill. It merely changes the law to clarify that the division director or their designee can certify patient accounts that are submitted to the court for collection for services provided. Current law says that the head of the facility must certify the patient account and attach the seal of that facility. We no longer have seals, and the division director has been doing this for a long time. This came up in a court case, and we thought we just better change the law to make sure it conforms with practice.
All right. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion of the senator from the 24th? Seeing none, Senator, looks like you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 24th has renewed a motion that Senate Bill 945 be ordered, perfected, and printed. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is ordered, perfected, and printed. Senate Bill 606, Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, would you please roll that over to the informal calendar?
It will be put on the informal calendar. Next up, Senate Bill 893, Senator from the 14th.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 893 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion, Senator, from the 14th. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The bill's for the body. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 893 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Mr. President, this bill will require that the ex parte orders be included in the system 24 hours after they have been served, as well as 24 hours after they have been terminated. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from the lucky 13th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire.
Senator from the 14th, do you yield to the
yes,
Senator
I do.
From the 13th?
I yield.
She does. Proceed.
I have, if my office staff is listening, an amendment I think I want to put on this bill. And I want to know if it possibly would fit. This past week on the news, do you represent Charlack?
Yes.
There's a police chief that wants to use these cameras to get speeders on 70.
I-170.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go to MoDOT and give a right-of-way, and MoDOT said no, so he has put the camera on a trailer on a person's piece of property to use these cameras so that he can become the next Max Creek and fund this municipality with speeding tickets issued to people who you don't know who are driving the cars. Now, I haven't gotten too active with the red light camera, but this police, how many is in the city of Charlac? That's
and,
a question to
and you. And you're asking me what?
How many people reside in the city of Charlotte?
Oh, I don't know. It may be, I don't
Ten?
Even, I don't think it's 1,000 people. I really
well,
don't. It's a very, very small municipality, one of my smaller ones.
Well, so that everyone realizes, when you're driving down 170 through your district, you go 50, you go, I need, excuse me. Bring that over to research and have them drafted as an amendment, please. You go down 170, and there's a stretch of about 100, 150 yards where you go through four municipalities.
Correct.
And I think Charlac has a stretch on 170 of about 100 yards.
You're about
and
right.
And they want to get these
You're
people
about right.
speeding on these cameras. So would you have a problem?
Senator, I don't have a problem with the concept. I'm concerned with the chapter that you're in. I'm specifically looking at
well,
orders of protection.
Those people at the table
I'm sorry?
I believe those people at that table over there create miracles.
Would you?
Or let you lay it over and come right back to it when you guys
I don't want to take
could,
up.
Could you? Would you?
Kill your bill.
I tell you what, we can lay it. I will lay this over so that we can talk about it.
Come right back to it here.
If that's okay with you?
That is fine. I do not want to kill your bill.
It won't.
Okay.
We'll just talk about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President, on the informal calendar, please.
Senator 14th, the bill will be so laid on the formal calendar. Next one up, Senate Bill 833, Senator from Lawrence.
President, I move that Senate Bill 833 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lawrence. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have the bill before the body. Senator Florence.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill simply updates our corporate law to bring it into the sort of national norm and also the electronic age, saying that for board meetings, members can either consent in writing to actions that would be taken in a meeting, or this would allow them to do it by electronic transmission. With that, I renew my motion that it be perfected and ordered printed.
First week of May. I'm sorry. The Senator from Lawrence has moved for the perfection of Senate Bill 833. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
I close, thank you.
Senator from Lawrence has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 833 be ordered, perfected, and printed. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes appear to have, the ayes to have, the bill's ordered, perfected, printed. Senate Bill 797, Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th.
Yes. Could you lay Senate Bill 797 on the informal calendar?
Will be so put on the informal calendar. Senator from the 2nd, Senate Bill 787.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 787 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 2nd. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The eye appear to has it. The eye does have it. The bill's for the body. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 787 be adopted. This bill deals with the Crimes Victims Compensation Program. Last year we passed a bill that moved that program from the Department of Labor to the Department of Public Safety, but we did not move the appeals process. That moves the appeals process over, and I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion of the senator from the 2nd for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute on Senate Bill 787? Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you rise?
to inquire.
Senator, second, you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Does this deal with penalty provisions? We are on Senate Bill 787, Senate Committee Substitute.
Yeah, it would deal.
Did you hear my story just a minute ago?
No, sorry.
Well, I'm trying to see if it fits on this bill.
This creates relief from penalties.
Yeah, but it deals with penalties. The reason I couldn't put it on the senator from the 14th is because she didn't want to open up penalties. I'm being creative, but let me explain what's going on.
There is a preemptive.
Have you ever driven down 170? You've driven down 170. Coming from Clayton, heading towards Highway 70? 170.
So I'm on 70.
You're coming down, and you're heading towards 70.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Within a span of about 150 yards, you go through four municipalities. One of these municipalities is called Charlac.
Yeah, I read about that.
This police chief, I think of Andy Griffin, Barney Fife, gets on TV and says, we're going to put these cameras and get speeders. And he went to MoDOT, and I researched this after I seen him on the news, and MoDOT says, no, you can't use our right-of-way. So he's leasing a little piece of property to back a trailer up to put this camera on so that he can get people speeding. Now, the red light cameras are one thing, but you're going to get issued a ticket, say you let someone use a car, and I think they're going beyond the call of duty. Mm-hmm. And this, years ago, there was this community in the senator from St. Clair's district called Max Creek. All they would do is have a speed trap so that they could generate revenues. So while I'm inquiring of you, I was wondering if I could stick this amendment on your bill, and I would like research to give me a nod that it could fit on this bill.
What chapter does it open?
Well, it doesn't fit, so I'm not going to bother you anymore.
Okay.
I'll keep trying. But hopefully everybody has heard my spiel that
our great America
comes to that time. But I don't want to delay your bill anymore. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on a motion to the senator from the second? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the substitute.
I close.
Senator Second has renewed his motion that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 787 be adopted. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted. Now you're recognized to close on the bill, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 787 be ordered, perfected, and printed.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from the second has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 787 be ordered, perfected, and printed. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The bill is ordered, perfected, and printed. Next one, Senate Bill 757.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 757 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have. The bill's for the body. Senator, to the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a Senate substitute. Like Senate forward, it has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your substitute forward, Senator, and the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll move
care
for
to
the
explain
adoption
to your substitute?
I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. Mr. President, what this first off, what the bill does is it is the committee that relates to the waste of public funds. This is the Joint Committee on Recovery and Accountability, Transparency for the Stimulus Funds. This sets up the an extra committee to see that after all the money is being spent, it's gone out the door, are the contracts being fulfilled? Are we paying for $35,000 hammers and $10,000 toilet seats? So this sets up that joint committee that got vetoed last year. That's what the actual bill itself does. What the floor substitute does is it adds the senator from the 23rd's language that we passed yesterday that related to the auditor in a county with a charter form of government to take an annual inventory of value of certain property. We perfected that yesterday. And then it also has any state officials or state employees that are taking trips to be posted on the Missouri Accountability Porthole. If they're taking any just good, fair, honest, transparent government. I'll answer any questions.
Okay. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion from the senator from the second for the adoption of the Senate substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the Senate substitute.
Aye, close.
Senator of the second has renewed his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 757 be adopted. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted. Now, Senator, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 757 with the Senate substitute be ordered, perfected, and printed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator for the second. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator for the second has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 757 with the Senate substitute be ordered, perfected, and printed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The bill is ordered, perfected, and printed. Next one up, Senate Bill 714, Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Could you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
Bill will be so laid over, Senator. Next one up, Senate Bill 877, Senator from the 4th. Nope. Senator, you're not recognized to be Senator from the 4th, the 1st.
You lay that bill on the informal calendar.
Okay, the bill will be so laid over, Senator. Now, Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I sort of feel like your emotional yo-yo. I move that Senate Bill 985 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Lawrence. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 985 be perfected and ordered printed. This is some cleanup language from legislation that's been coming through sort of every year for the last few years dealing with identity theft protection on Social Security numbers in divorce judgments and other judgments. It allows title workers to have access to researching some judgments that were closed earlier so that they can give meaningful title insurance coverage to those folks buying property, but they then would be bound to confidentiality. And that's all. I renew my motion.
Does any senator that motion? Senator from Cape, what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Lawrence.
I yield.
Does the senator from Lawrence yield?
I do.
He yields. Please proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. And while we have certain senators that are not on the floor and in their office, I just wanted to say over the PA system, see if it gets anybody to run up here. I close on right to work. Thank you, Senator.
Wish heard on the motion. Seeing none, the senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I renew my motion, Madam President.
Okay, you've heard the motion from the senator from Lawrence. What? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is perfected and order printed. Senate Bill 1001, Senator from the 26th.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 1001 be brought forward the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 26th. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you, Senator. Bill's before the body.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 1001 be ordered perfected and printed. All this bill does is designates the first week of May as Local Government Week. That's all the bill does. Be glad to entertain any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
You've heard the senator from the 26th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 26th.
The senator from 26th, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He does. Please proceed.
Thanks for yielding. I just didn't want the senator 10th. From the 10th to be able to leave, so I thought I was gonna admire him. Yeah, I saw her start walking up this way. And
I just you slide that way.
I really wanted to see, you know, how she was doing and anything else like that. But no, in all seriousness, where did this come from? Why do we want to mandate the governor as May Local Government Week? You can actually go.
Now she's sliding.
Yeah, but I had you there for a while. I couldn't figure out why you went and sat back down. I was like, you got all these options. Okay.
To be very, very honest with you, the Missouri Municipal League came to me, and what they felt like that there are local service in your government begins at the local level, and what they wanted, what they felt was that, and I agree with them that people need to educate themselves on really what local government is and does, and obviously the more involvement we get in local government, I think the more involvement we get in the whole entire political process, and that, quite honestly, that's what happened.
Do we have a state government week?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if we do. We got other proclamations for other things, but
do we have a federal government week? Do we have a school board week? Do we have a city council week?
Well, I don't know if we have that. I know there was some other weeks that were on the consent, but I can't remember what those were either now. I honestly can't tell you because I do not know. I don't think we do.
Okay.
But I don't want to belabor the whole thing either.
I don't want to belabor the point. I'm not here to hold up your bill or anything. I was just genuinely curious on why the need for the governor to issue a proclamation setting apart the first week of May as local government week. But I appreciate you filing the bill and appreciate your answers. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on that bill? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 26th renews his motion that Senate Bill 1001 be ordered perfected and printed. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is ordered perfected and printed. Senator from Senate Bill 979. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill number 979 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 2nd. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 979 be adopted. Madam President, what this bill deals with, it deals with long care insurance premium rates. Currently, in the state, this is the number one complaint from constituents to the Department of Insurance, that basically what has happened is over the past, a lot of companies were starting to sell policies in Missouri for long-term care. They did not have to get approval from the department when they offered their rates. So what they did is they underpriced their long-term care premium rates in order to gain market share. And then after those policies were in force, the policyholders that had been in the policies 4, 5, 6, 7 years started to see absorbent increases in their premiums. So what this bill would do is it would have the director of insurance have to approve the rates when long-term care policies are, you know, they come in to offer a long-term care policy for sale in the state to make sure that they are actuarial sound, to make sure that they are going to be collecting enough premium to keep up with the costs. What it's also going to do is going to adopt a cap on rate increases on long-term care premiums of no longer above 15%. A lot of other states have done something similar because they started noticing that states that do not have a cap, that those insurance premium rates were going up even higher to help subsidize the cost in the states that do have one, where they had offered kind of the inexpensive, lower than needed premium increases when they first sold the policies. The reason we came up with 15% was we felt it was very fair because 8% is the regular inflation in medical, and then you added the 3 to 4% inflation of normal. That would be 11 to 12, so we bumped it up to 15. We didn't think that would be reasonable. If an insurer wants to have an increase above 15%, they can go to the department and make a specific case of why this group of policyholders, why this age demographic needs to have a higher increase, because if they had a huge risk exposure or something, that they could go to the department and ask for that to happen. So that's exactly what the bill does. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The senator has moved the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for 979. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate Bill number 979 with the Senate Committee Substitute be ordered, perfected, and printed.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Madam President.
The senator renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 979 be ordered printed and perfected. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from Buchanan, for what reason do you rise?
I'd like to do a couple of referrals. Can you please refer Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 944 and perfected Senate Bill 816 to Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, and then also refer.
The bills will be so referred?
Yes, and then also the gubernatorial appointments that were contained in the governor's message, refer those to the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee.
Those bills will be referred as well. Senate Bill 894, Senator from the 23rd.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 894 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 23rd. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate Bill 894 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Madam President, this simple change allows Missouri Consolidated Health Plan and retiree members more flexibility in maintaining cost-effective health benefits, as well as access to funds available through the centers of Medicare and Medicare services. Currently, Missouri Consolidated is required to provide Medicare-eligible retirees the same benefits as active employees. Missouri Consolidated pays an average of $205 per month for Medicare-eligible retirees. Retirees pay an average of $150 to $320 per month. Medicare pays primary, Missouri Consolidated pays secondary for claim. The retiree goes to a Medicare provider not within Missouri Consolidated's provider network. Missouri Consolidated pays the claim at network cost, and related to prescription drug plans, as currently Missouri Consolidated currently receives the retiree drug subsidy from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. And then under medical, wellness, and disease management, Medicare eligible retirees don't receive those benefits. By making this change, retirees are offered Medicare Advantaged plan, and even if the federal legislation, healthcare legislation, puts limitations on Medicare Advantaged plans, the effects will not be immediate. Our Medicare Advantage contracts would only be in place on an annual basis, and the prescription drug plan subsidies are reason enough to pass this legislation. Basically, what we're allowing to do is allowing Missouri Consolidated to develop a plan which better fits into what is available through Medicare Part D, so that we can offer a benefits package that is equal to, or better in some cases, what they're receiving now, but by using what's available through Medicare, that we would receive a savings to the state. And that savings, Missouri Consolidated predicts, would be $2 to $3 million during the first fiscal year. And I would be happy to answer any questions. This was an item that was included in the governor's budget as part of his budget savings.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 23rd. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion, Madam President.
The senator from the 23rd moves that the Senate Bill 894 be declared perfected and ordered printed. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is ordered declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Saline. I'm sorry. Senate Bill 987.
I move that Senate Bill 987 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Saline. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
This has to do with a research fund that is operated by the Missouri University of Missouri Board of Curators. Presently, there's a $50,000 cap on research, and this bill moves that to $250,000. This is a research on spinal cord and spinal cord injuries and diseases, and the problem we have is that the $50,000 is simply not enough to justify any research, especially if you're doing live research, clinical research. Why there's not enough money to attract researchers. There's about $4.2 or $3 million in the fund.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Saline. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Please proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I'm very curious in getting to the funding mechanism. Is this the spinal cord court cost that funds this, and it's administered by the University of Missouri, or where is this money coming from?
You're dead on as far as where it comes from. It is administered by the University of Missouri Board of Curators.
Okay. So as I understand it, and I am asking these questions out of ignorance, I confess to you, because I do not know, but I want to get a better idea of what's going on here. We already, and I'm trying to put this together in my own head, we already have as existing laws a court cost, and it's a percentage fee to go to spinal cord research with every particular criminal offense that's there.
Actually, I think it has to do with DWIs.
Okay.
And I think it's a portion of that fine that goes to the spinal cord injury.
Okay.
Research
I know. Fund. I know that there's a court cost that is specifically for spinal cord injury. I'm looking at Senate research. I don't know if they know what the breakdown is of the court costs or anything else like that, but I don't know if it's that or if this is a fee out of DWIs. I'm just trying to find out where does the money come from, and
it comes from fines, Senator.
Okay.
My understanding was it was on DWI cases.
Okay.
And if that's
so, there's
not
an additional fine on DWI cases above and beyond the already existent spinal cord injury fund deal. So I guess what I'm trying to get to is this comes from all of these court cases that are out there, and we're trying to get to whether or not this is an injury or whether or not this is within.
Okay. Senator, you want to, we can lay this over.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that'd be great.
Madam President, can we lay this on the informal calendar?
The bill will be laid over on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 784, Senator from Boone.
President, I move that Senate Bill 784 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate Bill 784 be declared perfected and ordered printed. This is the Access Missouri Scholarship Bill that equalizes the funds for both the public four-year and the private four-year institutions.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to speak on that bill? Senator from Cape. Senator from Boone, do you yield?
No, I think the second.
I'm sorry. Senator from the second.
The good-looking one. Thank you.
You can gavel him down, Madam President.
I can't move my finger.
I yield.
The senator from Lawrence stood up when you said the good-looking one, Senator.
I know.
That's like an affront. I was curious earlier. The senator from Johnson and I were discussing. They had you handling the long hair bill. I didn't understand
the long-term care bill.
Oh, yes. we thought yes. You were carrying the long hair bill.
No, I would have had to take off my flesh yarmulke to do that. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we were very curious to see where that ultimately worked its way out. But you say that is not the long hair bill, that was the long-term care bill.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Well, that clears up a lot, does it not, the Senator from Johnson? And I just didn't know if you knew we were rolling down the perfection calendar here and we came to this little bill that talked about the Access Missouri.
I don't know if you saw me wake up from my grogginess and sprint off the dais, run around the chamber until you so graciously stood up and said, "I got you."
Right.
I
was impressed because I think you laid rubber turning that corner that was out there. If you have rubber soles on your shoes, but
I do.
Oh, okay. I figured that would be patent leather. You know,
I'm hard to hide prosperity, Senator. Gucci suit, alligator shoes wearing.
I hear you. Which we have not gotten to very much.
We haven't, and I'm a little disappointed.
But I expect at some point we'll get to those games again this session, and this may be one of those bills that we get to that.
It probably would be.
Yeah, it probably would be. Well, I didn't know if you had any thoughts on this, but one of the things that I wanted to share as it relates to Senate Bill 784 and this whole Access Missouri and financial assistance deal is, I believe it's worth looking at. One of the things that's paramount to me as we look forward is that we don't change the deal on students that are already on this program on a going forward basis.
Right.
Those are discussions that I had with the Senator from Johnson last year when they looked at this. I believe that something has to be done in this environment because there is a sunset on this program. The sunset hits, well, I think, in 2012. Is that correct?
That is true. And I do believe that even the department has said, yeah, this is something that we should maybe revisit in when the sunset, but didn't the department didn't they testify in opposition to this on committee?
Yeah, and my understanding they did, as well as they took a vote on the higher ed.
Right, CBHE.
Coordinating Board of Higher Education.
Because there was a deal,
all,
right?
And yeah.
Were you around when that deal was struck?
I was here when everyone got in a room and they agreed to this distribution matrix. And I understand and I respect when people say, well, situations have changed and we need to reevaluate that, and that's why I preface that my main concern is that if we have students that accepted scholarships and they made their educational choice on where they wanted to go, whether you call it a grandfathering provision or a hold harmless provision or wherever you're at as it relates to those distributions, that's paramount to me. I haven't had a chance to review the bill on where that actually is at that point. As well as what's paramount to me is what that distribution methodology is ultimately going to be as we move forward on this basis. But I don't know if you have any other thoughts.
I think that there was a deal in place. Everyone is honoring the deal. Even the CBHE said that, hey, we did this. We're not going to revisit this until it sunsets. They're honoring their version of the deal. They took the vote and said, yeah, we should oppose this bill, to honor that agreement. And just, we will have this conversation again when the bill sunsets. Right. But and I understand why.
And that's in 2012, is that correct?
I believe, yes.
2012, yeah. So, well, I just wanted to make sure that you were aware we were on this bill. Wanted you to just share with you briefly what my thoughts are. I'm going to try to get caught up in my paper keeping here so that I can have a clean, organized trapper keeper before I go home for the day, whenever that time may be with the floor leader. But it's very important to me that I have a trapper keeper that's in order before we adjourn. So I'm going to turn to my trapper keeper and do all of that. So that's cool. Kind of where we're at.
That's great. I appreciate that immensely.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Appreciate your leadership on this issue and everything you've
I need to go talk to the senator from Saline. That's why I'm going to sit down on this.
Great.
And turn it over to you.
Great, sure.
All right. Thank you, no Madam President.
Man, inquire.
Senator from the second, for what reason do you rise?
I rise to inquire from the senator from St. Francis.
The senator from St. Francis yields. Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator, don't you first think that the senator from the 14th is doing a fantastic
excellent job.
Excellent.
Madam President.
Excellent job. She's a natural
soloing.
She closed the little script book up there. This is purely raw talent.
I appreciate you inquiring of me. My question is, I'm understanding that we're real close to some agreements on some people, or is that not your understanding?
I have not been privy to any of those conversations.
Well, I'm hearing through the grapevine that we're getting close. So what I want to do in a few minutes, I'm going to go ahead and ask the bill sponsor to lay it over, and hopefully they will privy you at some point here soon. And
is that a real word?
Just careful where they do that at. And then what would be my intention then is to finish the calendar with the senator's bill and then go back to the two bills that we went over. But I just wanted to, I'm hoping that the people that are listening to this need to know that we need to cut this deal soon, because we're going to get bogged up in this discussion on the budget real quickly here.
True.
And so I'm prepared to go back to this bill pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you know, they don't really have to cut a deal as far as I'm concerned.
Not tonight,
either,
but I mean pretty quickly. So I would hope that they would work with you and try to get it done, and so that we can try to get the thing done.
Sure.
That's Thank great. You for the inquiry.
No problem. Do you want to lay it over now?
No.
Madam President?
Does Senator from the second?
I inquire of the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd is not in the chamber. Dorman, would you?
Bill over the informal calendar, please.
For what purpose do you rise, Senator from Boone?
To lay that bill over on the informal calendar.
The bill was so be laid over. Senate bill, I'm sorry, Senator from St. Francis. Okay, well, Senator, Senate bill 963, Senator from Monroe.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate bill 963 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Monroe. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Monroe.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill number Senate Committee Substitute 963 be perfected and printed. Madam President, what this bill does, it transfers the administration of minority and underrepresented environmental literacy program from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Higher Education. The reason for that is simply it's the old adage, follow the money. The monies are in higher education. It used to be in DNR. We transferred the money last year. Now we need to just the program to follow it. And so with that, if there are no questions, I'd renew my motion.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Monroe. Does any senator desire to be heard on that bill? Senator from the second, for what reason do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Has your send your amendment forward?
It has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Okay. The reading of the seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move for the adoption of the amendment for the body, and my apologies to the sponsor. This was literally just handed to me from the Department of Higher Education. This deals with another scholarship that needs to be moved over, the Minority Teaching Scholarship. This was administered by DESE. It's being moved over to the Department of Higher Education. That's all it's basically be doing. They're just going to administer it. Gladly answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that amendment? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 963. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 1. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Monroe moves the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 963. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 963. Senator from Monroe. Oh, that's it. Okay.
I renew my motion. I move for, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I move that the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 963 be perfected and printed.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected and printed Senate Bill 963. Senator from St. Francis.
So, Mr. President, could you take us to the order of business of Senate Bills for Perfection on the informal calendar to Senate Bill 893?
On the informal calendar, Senate Bill 893. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 893 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 893 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As we discussed earlier, this has to do with ex parte orders requiring that they be posted in 24 hours and the same as if a one is terminated. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 1st.
Could I inquire of the senator from the 14th?
Does the senator yield?
Yes, I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
What's an ex parte order?
That's an order of protection, usually in domestic violence situations.
Okay. And this is the change that you're making here, I guess, is to make sure that those that need to be protected are protected
right.
As
we don't
quickly
want,
as possible.
Correct. Yeah. We don't want a big lay of time going between when the order is served and it actually gets in the system, because that's when we feel that a lot of terrible things can happen in domestic violence situations. So law enforcement is apprised of that within 24 hours.
Okay. And really, the point of my inquiry is really my interest in the investment that's been made across the state, whether it be in court automation and the different electronic systems that you address here, or databases. You're not making any changes to that.
No,
you're
no,
just saying it needs to get on that system.
The system is already in place. Okay. All we're requiring is that it be done in 24 hours.
Okay. All
that's
right.
It.
Thank you, Senator.
And thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 14th renews her motion that Senate Bill number 893 be declared perfected and ordered printed. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from St. Francis.
Staying on that order of business, could you go Senate Bill 987?
On the informal calendar, Senate Bill 987. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 987 be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
Senate Bill 987 increases an award for spinal cord research from $50,000 to $250,000. It comes out of the Spinal Cord Injury Fund, which is a $2 fee on all criminal and traffic cases.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator, yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you for yielding. Thank you for agreeing to lay this bill over, and thank you for addressing some of the questions that we had. And I think it does benefit the body just to take a second here, not to belabor it, but basically what we have going on is future generations of the General Assembly chose to pass a $2 court cost on criminal, mostly in speeding tickets, some infractions and everything else. We set up, and that $2 fee goes to spinal cord research. And basically we set up as the custodian of those funds that are generated there, the University of Missouri.
Career
Yeah, I'm sorry?
The Board of Curators.
Yeah, the Board of Curators for the University of Missouri, and then they appropriate those funds for research projects. What we have found, as it looks to me, is your bill in no way, shape, or form increases that amount of money. What you're addressing is a concern that I believe has been relayed to me as well, that at $50,000 cap per research project, basically the money is never, ever going to be spent because you can't really start researching spinal cord injuries for 50 grand.
Right.
So we have this fund that I guess if somebody wanted to, they could sweep it.
After I filed the bill, I found the fund on the sweep list. So.
Right, exactly.
But
so
it was after I filed it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if there's anybody there that wanted to do a fund sweep, they could do that. But that's not what you're doing. You're basically just saying this will stand as existing law is, and in order to better utilize, what did you say, almost 4.2, $4.3 million right. in spinal cord research, we can do that from $250,000 grants instead of $50,000 grants.
That's true, Senator. You got
it. All right. Thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate the inquiry, and thanks for the time.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the first, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of a senator from Saline.
The senator yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, just perked my interest when the senator from Cape mentioned that it's $2 from speeding tickets?
Well, I think all criminal cases and some traffic violations.
Just out of curiosity, anything from red light camera tickets or speeding camera enforcement?
Senator, I didn't see that on the list, but, you know.
It'd be a nice addition, wouldn't it, Senator?
It would be a nice.
Huh? You think maybe they'd chip in a little bit for a good cause?
Senator, I don't know. I think that may be a different bill.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from Saline is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate Bill 987 be declared perfected and order printed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have declared Senate Bill 987 perfected and order printed. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go the order of business of announcements. Can you recognize
announcement.
Me for announcement?
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to thank everybody. I think this last hour we got through 15 or 16 perfections of bills. That was good that I told everybody else to go home. So anyway, we'll tell them what we did when they get back after a while. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go to that SJR I talked about by the senator from the 7th, and we're going to start on that and spend the majority of the day. If you're a chairman, we will have a break for your committee meetings, hopefully, at that time, but for a short period of time. So if you can make adjustments, you can talk to my office and do that, and then we'll be coming back in and spending the rest of the day on that. That's it, Mr. President. If anybody else has an announcement.
Further announcements. Further announcements. Seeing none, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the announcements. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.